Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he got the juice now, told his man, look, this is how we hold a spot down. And from there, you say damn sport. Little man got heart, he got an A for broken down man, played his corner just like he was caught. Little man got heart, and when the cops came to raid his spot, he ain't saying damn thing to the Lord.
Look at all the money that he saved. Prince played while he got his mom's bills paid. Wow. Shot up the block, the little nigga still sprayed. Hey. After the smoke cleared, the nigga still stayed. Hey. At that little age, she probably still afraid. Shut. But he still grindy a G. Funny thing, he remind me of me. Uh-huh. Young boy, but around the elite. Uh-huh. Uncle found me at least. He was homeless, couldn't find him a lease. I wanted joints, mama found me a lease. My dog going crazy, had to find him a leash. Father dropped jewels, I was around for the speech. Little man got hard, he get down when it beats. Raised up down in these streets.
Little man got callus on his fingers with his niggas breaking dozens apart. Little man got hard, outnumbered niggas jumped him in the park. He ain't run like he stayed there for. Little man got hard, he got an A for broken down man, played his corner just like he was caught. Little man got hard, and when the cops came and raided the spot, he ain't said damn thing to the Lord. Damn thing, yeah. But don't kill you and make you tougher. Weight on your back just make you buffer. We're trying to climb up, and they just wanna take you back. Where you was, you fuck em. As a little homie, pay dues. They all got socks in the head. Think your homie a clown, he ain't a fool. Drop flames on whatever's name on. Till he reigns supreme. His 16s was a brainstorm. Figured a better way to get cash. All his homies caught up in the game from living fast. Old head talk to him, but been in the position where you hungry and only baking soda in the fridge. Baby mama tripping out, trying to stay positive with negative. The bank account just surprised to his environment. Try and get it in the best way that he know how. Little man got callus on his fingers with his niggas breaking dozens apart. Little man got hard, outnumbered niggas jumped him in the park. He ain't run like he stayed there for. Little man got hard, he got an A for broken down man, played his corner just like he was caught. Little man got hard, and when the cops came and raided the spot, he ain't said damn thing to the Lord. Damn thing, yeah. Little man got callus on his fingers with his niggas breaking dozens apart. Little man got hard, outnumbered niggas jumped him in the park. He ain't run like he stayed there for. Little man got hard, he got an A for broken down man, played his corner just like he was taught. Little man got hard, and when the cops came and raided the spot, he ain't said damn thing to the Lord. Damn thing, yeah.
My mood steady, I've been ready, flow been deadly. These gatekeepers just wouldn't let me rock out like I'm Tom Petty. You already know I'm already swerve hands ready, more war ready. I'm raw Eddie on black streets, I'm more steady. 4-4 levy, crime scene, messy, don't ever test me. Long money like Paul Getty, my mama steady. Anybody and every simple reason for that they left me. He resurrect me, the Lord steady would reset me. Go hard, go all in, but don't forget me. My eyes glaze up that good haze. To protect me, I'm reborn with that gun drawn. Y'all know respect me. I am speaking correctly in first person directly. Y'all just trends is catchy. I rock mics to death me. Wi-Fi tech connects me. Fake friends, friend request me. Metal detectors detect me. I am the butt and front. Stay woke. Watch who you show love. Watch for the hate. Watch how you conversate with these snakes. They kill your eyes. Watch how you move on the block. Watch out for the ops. Watch for the block. The droppers to drop. Watch. Stay woke. Watch who you calling your fam. Call your right hand, beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Your eyes open, watch out for these hoes, they down with your foes, they're pretty dimed up, get you lined up. Short fuse, my thoughts bruise, the Lord smooth, Sonic get to lose, they heads nod, my point is cool. My attitude is ice cube, sharp on point is a knife move, the 24 frames, my life move, sound like Coltrane in the right groove. Tracks leave me in the mic fuse, this mechanic came with the right tours, crossing that line. line, you might lose. I write lightning to ignite fools. Shine all day, but the night rules. Move in the dark when I strike crews. Frenemies front like they like you. The more they smile, the more they dislike you. Transparent, I can see right through. The saddest part, they look just like you. With no remorse, the bullets rip right through. Infrared laser highlight you. Don't make me long kiss goodnight you. Pretenders get checked like a night shoe. My punchlines hit them like rifles. Gangster like Chicago disciple. Maintaining going through cycles. Half of these rappers recycle. My content deeper insightful. I take your mind through it like light do. I fight the same powers that Spike do. Public enemy despite who. Challenges and struggles I write through. Banging instrumentals I write to. Your flow sound weak, I go right to. We write to. Hey, whoa. Watch who you show love. Watch for the hate. Watch how you conversate with these snakes. They kill your eyes open. Watch how you move on the block. Watch out for the ops. Watch for the plot. The droppers to drop. Watch. Hey, whoa. Watch who you call in your fam. Call your right hand. Beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Your eyes open. Watch out for these hoes. They down with your foes. They're pretty dimed up. Get you lined up. Watch. Who watching? Who scheming? Who popping? Who hating? Drop stopping? Who holding? Who plotting? Who frontin', who ballin', who stuntin', actin' like you can't stop em, who got em, who shot em? In depth, my context is conquest. Killer complex, beyond flesh, strong arm death. Fit bomb dressed with the dawn breath, fully armed yes. In the armrest for the contest, who are test? The dialects of the side effects, no aspects. No excuse, you die next, you try next. Get cooked up in a Pyrex, in a project. Full court press, more than biceps, when I flex. Catch one of them flying objects, even objects become a target. Wreck a hard hit with the hard shit. See your heart split, dialogue sick, catastrophic. With the logic, but a law quick, I'm the opposite of the sergeant on this bar shit, I collide with. Instrumental parted and carved it on my genre. Kept a law fit, extra large quick, going hard bit. Heavy metal, but no guitar lick when the guard spit. Repertoire lit. Pretty starless, riding hard, like a harlot, movie star chicks on the market, trying to find their way to celebrity red carpet, yo, not young, this game yo, dirtier yo, than a market. Hey, whoa, watch who you show love, watch for the hate, watch how you conversate with these snakes, they kill your eyes open, watch how you move on the block, watch out for the ops, watch for the plot, the droppers to drop, watch. Hey, whoa. Watch who you call in your fam. Call your right hand. Beware betrayal comes with the plan, my man. Your eyes open. Watch out for these hoes. They down with your foes. They're pretty dimed up. Get you lined up. Watch. Who watching? Who scheming? Who popping? Who hating? Drop stopping? Who holding? Who plotting? Who fronting? Who balling? Who stunting? Acting like you can't stop them. Who got them? Who shot them?
You feel me, I feel you. We feel each other, we feel like glue. And I wanna love you right now, right now, right now. And I'm thinking of you right now, right now, right now. Guess you can say I'ma pull up on you.
nothing wrong with spending little bucks on you. Ain't tryna sound thirsty, but the way that I feel, I keep it real with you.
And I keep it real, keep it real.
Cherish every moment I have with you.
Ooh, I just wanna cherish every moment that I have with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
And about you, I'm about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you.
I'm about you.
Been about you. I'm about
you.
It's all about you.
Been about you. I'm about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Just fade out. We know hip hop and rapping, all that shit started in the motherfucking East. Know what I'm saying? Then it went to the West Coast and they did it a little bit better, know what I'm saying? But now it's our time to shine down here, nigga. Know what I'm saying? So since y'all niggas keep saying we ain't real hip hop down here, we don't wanna be down with you bitch ass niggas. So y'all stay up there with that bullshit. This country rap tune down here, nigga. Young Pimp, Young Fun, Underground King. All the OGs is recognizing the real. I got love for y'all. But all you bitch ass niggas talking down in your records, you can eat a dick. Hold up.
Push a cocaine, serpent, pine weed, pussy nigga. Dead is staying on the grind.
Steady grind, stay in the studio, nigga.
Pussy nigga can't say. Cause if you did, then you would be lying.
Oh,
how the hell I'm supposed to respect a man?
I ain't respect, I ain't respect.
They talk down on every song.
Why you talking down, nigga?
You're still acting like a bitch instead of crying your eyes out.
I'm crying, bitch.
Say my name, pussy nigga, and we can get this shit on.
I shouldn't have left you. Without the real trill shit to go left to. Got a lot of respect for me, for the ones before me. But when my time came, they act like they ain't know me. I've been down with rap music since Cold Crush and Melly. Before MTV, put Run DMC on the telly. Back when Houdini tried to tell you about your friends, nigga, I was giving rap all my time and my ends. Bought damn near every record that motherfuckers dropped. West Coast gangsta music, East Coast hip hop. Now it's our time to shine and the tables are turned. And motherfuckers aggravated cause we getting some burn. This don't go for everybody, just a few niggas won. Probably cause they favorite rappers ain't in control. But just let go of the past cause it's hurting your hands. And pass it over to the next generation of fans. And quit hating the style.
Blasting off on you hoes like NASA. Your double standards and hypocrisy remind me of massa. We ain't good enough to eat at your table, but when your dick get hard, you wanna run up in our bras. I'm from the get, ho, but I'm still clocking figures. Bitch, ho, cocksucking nigga. And that goes for all your visitors too. If you don't like it down here, get the fuck on, fool. They say we can't rap in the question in our intellect. Friendly ass nigga jumping bad on the internet. Anybody typing that much can't be a danger. Catch you in person, bitch, I'll break your fingers. It's some trash in the south, but I promise you, from the east to the west, some of y'all garbage too. As long as the beat knocked in the lyrics hot, son, I can give a rat's ass where rap is from. I remember N.W.A. and P.E. had me feeling like a rapper was the thing to be. You can't fuck with Willie D, UGK either. Disrespecting the cold, jealous motherfuckers neither.
Hating on us his eyes like we ain't fresh. Y'all think we came in a place. Say man, we came in a state. Y'all shoulda listened to Andre, bitch. We got something to say. And all your washed up rappers, you ain't what it's about. I see y'all trying to rap like us and putting grills in your mouth. Y'all buying beats, like you bouncing and twerking. But ho, we know what's going on and bitch, that bullshit ain't working. I'm a OG rock ball, write my name up on the wall. Fuck your bitch and hit the switch and put my dick up in a jar. Sweet Jones, fuck the clone, legend on the microphone. Play a choice, flip your voice, keep your bitches pussy more. I bump the screw, that's how I do. Sippin' drink, 15 length, Eve being big blue lens. Knock his bitch, fuck with a friend. Candy cart,
niggas mind. Bought the ranch, man, fuck the house, and y'all still gotta buy y'all dope from us. What the fuck you bitch niggas talking about? Bye. 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 You old sensitive ass nigga. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all niggas on y'all period up there, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all hide behind them email addresses, sending that bullshit through the air, bitch. Say my name, bitch, I'ma come to your house. Fuck how you feel, country rap tunes, nigga. They put all y'all records on one side of the stove, and put all the country rap music on the other side of the stove, and see who sell out first, bitch ass nigga. It's your own fault your shit ain't selling. You reap what you sow. Fuck you and your pussy. Keep talking that shit, them young gladiators gonna come get you too, pot.
Keep it booming. I make it hot.
I make it hot.
Some will get it.
Some will get it.
they get hot. They come on the Wednesday, they come, but we're gonna have fun.
You wanna have fun?
With me and you, cause it really only take two. With me and you, so what we really gonna do? It goes up when I show up. Everybody already know I'm gonna blow up. Roll up the whole O up, mo up the mo up. Cheers, everybody cup up, cause I'ma be the boss. It feels starving, cause I lost this. Wanna floss this, no time for your missus. Let me be your mistress, bend over here, kiss this. But you're never gonna hit this, take it off of your wish list. It will never be Christmas, you're never gonna get this. So you're never gonna miss this. It's open game, the rules will never change. Always switching these lanes, big faces stay the same.
All money in,
I keep it moving, I'm making hot. We gon' keep it moving all the way to the top. I keep it booming, I make it hot. Some will get it, some will not. Booming, I make it hot. The Sunday come when the Wednesday come, but we're gonna have fun.
You wanna have fun?
I keep it booming, I make it hot. Some will get it, some will get it, some will not. I keep it booming, I make it hot. The Sunday come when the Wednesday come, but we're gonna have fun.
You wanna have fun?
When you come to me, you better come correct. It's a place to be played in, so watch your step. I keep it booming, I keep it bouncing. I'm the BTH. They hate to see me coming, love to see me go. I'm the reason that love don't love no more. For one loss, I gain three more. And I don't wanna have to sacrifice one more. It's a man's world, money and him makes the world go round. Cause money and him make the world go round. I'm the B they hate, yeah I'm that number one BTH. I'm the B they hate,
yeah I'm that number one BTH.
I keep it booming, I make it hot. Some will get it,
some will get it,
some will not.
Walking over where I stand and I'm hot. She said, what was he? I heard you the man on the block. Dropped it low and started winding like the hands on the clock. Hey, shit was going down right in front of me now.
Me now.
My mama, I couldn't even believe how. Bitch, it was just something you had to see.
Wow.
Closer as you looked over her shoulder with a sweet smile.
Get it, girl.
You the bestest. Beads of sweat dripping down her neck where her breast is. Back against the wall, eyes locking in a desk.
No cuff
for my attention was arrested. MSA.
Next to me,
baby.
Won't you open up your mind? Who is so sexy? I love the way your body whine. Maybe just let me. I can make you happy till the end of time.
Boy, you got the best of me. Every time I close my eyes, I need to have you next to me. Think I'm ready, getting open up my mind. Oh, you're so sexy. Leave me in my mind. Baby, won't you let me? I'ma make you right to the end of time.
Yo, what's up, Nate, dog? Nigga just chillin' next to homie Warren G. Reminiscing on real friendship, man. A lot of niggas don't know what that word means. Homeboys, you know what I'm saying? They keep misusing that word. Fuck a homie. I'm looking for a friend. That's what I'm hollering. Ever since I could remember, I had friends I could depend on, clothes to lend them, money to spend on. But as time went by, my life got a little strange, and the rules in this game seem to change. Trust, honesty, and devotion, and money gets the poison potion. There's no way that I can even say that this game has been good to me, or even bad to me. It had to be, cause tragically, the way this shit cracked off a doggy dog was magically. And now I'm getting everything I'm supposed to get, but my friendship with niggas always ends up as bullshit. I listen to my mama though, she always try to prepare me and warn me for the drama though. But how could she do what I mean I'm do or die. But my life on the streets, that shit is suicide. So to cope, I got a dog and a low, and keep my heat close in case these jokes go for broke. I'm mashing with my clique, 213 that is. Then my homeboys, ever since kids,
hanging
real
out with my homies.
How many of us have?
And I'm feeling just fine.
How many of us have?
I've been pondering lately. My friends list.
How many of us have
that took a slight decline?
How many of us have?
And if you wanna know the truth, man,
how many of us
then
have
what been? No friends of mine.
You ain't no motherfucking friend of mine, huh?
How many of us have
snitch? You jacking me up. You taking my cash. All my life LBC, for my city I mash. All these OGs and BGs and wannabes and LOCs. The only friends I got is my 213s. That's my nigga Snoopy Whoop and my nigga N-A-T-E. I can't forget about my nigga H to the Dizzy. Pressure and stripes, don't wanna take no lice. But these jaw jacks and hood cracks will make you break some biz acts. What's up, homie? Can I borrow some cash? Last week I gave you 500, so kiss my ass. I got a baby to feed, a family to see through, and shake bust the snitches, tweaking like Yizu. Homies and friends, that's what they fizzle. Staying tight and money right and busting with
hanging
a phone.
Out with my homies.
You know what I'm saying? All these old fake ass niggas out here acting like they home.
And I'm feeling my just fine.
That you ain't riding like that.
I've been pondering lately.
How many of
a lot of different things on my mind.
How many of us have?
It seems lately my friends list.
How many of us have?
Then took a slight decline.
How many of us have?
And if you wanna know the truth, man.
Just fine. How many of us have
I've been pondering lately? my friends list.
How many of us have
been took a slight decline?
How many of us have
been? And if you wanna know the truth, man, then what? No friends of mine.
Yo, you rockin' with DJ Airblood. King Scratch, that's me.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Radio.
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Hit music belongs here on your number one station.
True West Radio, bitch.
Oh yeah, it's Friday, yeah, up in this thing, man. Your boy DJ Airblood. Kicking it off, I got Buddha Ali up in this thing. What's up, family?
When you come home,
what's happening?
It's all to the good. Just kicking the show off, doing what we do.
Who all on the panel?
Nobody but me and you.
What'd I tell you? Did I tell you Friday?
You know you're gonna run.
When it come, the freestyle when it comes today, quiet on the set.
Yeah. Yeah, begging bags. Hey, you wanna do it like I ain't got no juice. But I'm really wrong. I say you wanna tell me like I ain't got no juice. I got something for him. I don't think the wrist really ready for it. Yeah.
You jam a hard though when I came in.
Oh yeah, we just doing a little something, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of something.
That's that barbecue soundtrack.
Yeah.
That Memorial Day soundtrack.
You hear me? Get ready for it tonight. Yeah. Going down. We're gonna go down through that all night.
We jamming hard, man. Me and my cousin Freddie, man. We sitting on the porch, man. On the strip of the neighborhood, everybody coming through. The yard get packed. The cars are flying through. They on slow drive. Well, man, they just zoom. Like, I'm the only person drive slow. Goddamn me. The other day I was driving slow. No, I don't know about trip car. I'm crawling so slow, four logs behind me in the sheriff's department. And I ain't know they're behind me. I see everybody looking at me. I'm like, I roll up. I pay about four blocks. And I'm still kidding. You know how we do 2 miles, 2 miles, three. I'm rolling, bumping hard, the log behind me, the whole tank. I pulled over my partner's house. I told my partner, come on, get in. He was sitting still like he wouldn't move. I said, you don't hear me talking at all? Come on. He goes roll his ass over there looking in the rearview mirror. Goddamn me, four logs behind me, goddamn me. I got out the car, they got out the car. Shit, no, what they gonna do? They couldn't do it. I'm legit. I got insurance, work for insurance, got cash, had my glasses on, ain't nothing they could see. I had my seatbelt on the whole time. I guess they want to crawl too. Tell me, man, we thought you were going to get locked up. Them law been following you. I tried to tell you. I was behind. They were behind me first. I thought you were behind me. About three or four. I touched on the boy how to crawl around here. Them boy, we got behind me. It was slow. Them law behind them niggas got the hell out, man. Them niggas got off the line, man. Them law behind the boys got out of line. Let me by myself, man. I kept rolling, though. So I got them stopped. Four law. They hopped out. I hopped out. Shit. I'm shrined up, 35, almost 45 degrees in the game. What y'all talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm painting, like painting. Shit.
Yeah.
But it was all good. They rolled off. They just want to be seen, too. Because they got to look like goddamn private investigator. Anyway, That old Nan and Paula looked just like a law dog.
Yeah. They thought they were following one of their own.
Yeah, that's all it was. That's what it looked. That's what it was. They were patrolling to let me, but let me escort them. Escort they patrol.
Yeah.
I was sure crawling, but I'm talking about doing. I'm looking at the dashboard doing fine.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, see. I don't blame you here, fucking motherfuckers, man. Creepy crawl.
Crawling on me. I'm coming to crawl down there on you, man. We coming.
Y'all better get in motion, boy. After Tuesday, I might be missing in action.
Oh, you finna go ahead
to the seat, please.
You found your spot.
I'm going to see if I can be released.
On.
Man,
where
that
alley
bullshit. I'm at the hour.
Oh.
I built the house. I can't get no help in the state of Texas.
Where you going? Where you got to go to Louisiana or something?
Actually, I can't go nowhere. My insurance is a state is only a Texas. They only cover Texas.
Oh, but you found you a center to work with. An exercise. They got
yeah.
You an exercise coach.
Well, I'm finna get one. I gotta go Tuesday and get that. What's up, Scratch?
What the business is?
It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I gotta go Tuesday and see what the business is.
This motherfucker.
What the ball game looking like over there?
Sure, ain't no ball game on there that I see. I think he come on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
also, ball game
out.
Is tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, my team is out, so I really don't care.
It's going to feel kind of funny watching the finals and the Lakers ain't there.
Nigga, it's going to be funny when this shit is over and it's going to be 3 months of motherfucking baseball and WNBA. Because you got to wait 3 months before football season starts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's crazy, man. I hate this time of the year.
Yeah, baseball.
Ooh, what's up with you, bro? That nigga still on there. Where that nigga go? Shit. I
like
this.
Nigga, dip that on you, dip that on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker still tripping off a Tina Turner die. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's three.
Yeah, that's a trip, man.
The Jim Brown died, and Tina Turner, what's going to be the third motherfucker? So they always going three.
Yeah. So you think it's going to be next?
I don't want it to be Stevie Wonder, but it just seemed like, I don't know. I ain't no psychic type of
thing. You can't
tell
them young rappers because they taking them out every day.
Oh, yeah, well, the dum-dums, yeah, they go down like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Them motherfuckers get killed. The old people just die of old age and shit like that,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They be the one out there doing dumb shit to get killed.
Yeah.
Man. If I was young and rich, I'd be in the house all goddamn time. I'm already in the house all the goddamn time, so.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere unless I got to. And like Biggie, he should have stayed his ass in the house and not came to California. Ain't no motherfucking way. Tupac just got cute, and I'm going to California? Hell no.
Hey, yo.
I know, motherfucking
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
Sometimes you just gotta stay your monkey ass in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
you notice you won't never see Dr. Dre out nowhere.
Hell no.
Dre
ain't coming out the house.
Every so often you see Dre somewhere. Now, you don't see that nigga at no club, nothing like that. That nigga be in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfucker gotta come and get me. They gonna come and get me. They come in my house. It's on. On some Scarface shit.
You wanna fuck with me? You motherfuckers. Ah,
yeah.
You wild motherfucker.
You gotta come in my house. You come in my house, it's home.
Jeez,
out here in
dog.
Public, I don't know what the fuck gonna happen. What? We'll see. When we get rich, I'm gonna be in the house. Be like, damn, we need to have an interview with Scratch. And be like, yep, you better Zoom me.
If you ain't getting the click, you can't get past the fence.
Mm-hmm. I told my wife I was gonna build a big ass house and I'm gonna have a motherfucking moat with some gators or something in that motherfucker in the drawbridge.
You think you gonna put a moat with some gators in that deep boy?
In a drawbridge.
Then you gonna go back to primitive living.
Well, yeah, what about be like scratching them outside? All right, lower the drawbridge.
Yeah.
And let the motherfuckers roll across and put my drawbridge back up. Hell yeah. Try to get up in my shit, nigga. You gotta deal with them gators.
That nigga said, it wasn't drawbridge.
Hell yeah.
Gators and piranhas in that bitch.
Nigga, that's gonna be like straight, nigga. Like the castle, nigga. Like the old days.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Motherfucker. That'd be cool as a motherfucker.
You can't ring the doorbell, nigga. You gotta, nigga, we gotta let the drawbridge down and let you up in the goddamn spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if the police after me, they gonna have to land a helicopter in that motherfucker or something.
Helipad on top shelf, yeah, for sure.
This motherfucker got alligators off this motherfucker, bro.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to have no gators, because them motherfuckers get the feeding off the nose, them motherfuckers come up my crib. Man, I'm going to have some dinosaurs around my motherfucking shit. I'm going to be a grow so big.
They gonna be in the moat around the whole goddamn, the whole damn compound.
Mm-hmm.
So they
man,
probably
gonna
be
a couple of
them. Hey, well, shit. Motherfucker try to come up in my shit, nigga. The gators is right there.
Mm-hmm. Put your forward up holes in there.
You can't have no, nigga, them motherfuckers will take you to jail for having alligators out this motherfucker.
I had to move down
there by yard and shit to have that staff alligators in a moat. Then I had to
well, come
in the goddamn weather. Huh?
Come on again. I'm just everywhere in the building. The King
what
of Crash and Buddha Ali.
Boy, what's good with y'all?
Oh, nothing. Just telling this motherfucker I'm gonna build a castle and I'm gonna have a moat and I'm gonna have a drawbridge.
You ain't
gonna
okay,
you gonna build that
close.
That water ain't gonna hold up in no damn desert.
That's what I was saying. But then if I move out there close to where y'all at, I gotta deal with all y'all weather conditions and fucking crazy ass bugs.
Yeah.
Well, I try to give me a gator substitute then.
I think it's a gator substitute. I tell you, mm-hmm. You're supposed to put run in it, bitch. Supposed to put run in there.
That'd be tight. Only thing a nigga gotta do is wake up in the morning and throw some pork chops out there.
Yeah.
Make sure the motherfuckers stay alive.
Yeah.
Everywhere. What it does, though, man? How you feeling?
Just going with the flow.
Huh?
Yeah, going with the flow right now. Sugar up.
Oh, damn.
Get up, take the medicine. What y'all got going on? Tell me something good. What's going on in the world? Y'all tell me something good.
Man.
More murder, more murder.
Ain't nothing. I mean, I don't know. I'm just hanging right now, you know what I'm saying? Because there's all these cats that want something for nothing. And so I just been really just, you know, letting them niggas know that you ain't get something for nothing.
Yeah, but I say today's prices ain't yesterday's prices.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, motherfucker, oh, man, when I give you $100, I'm like, nigga, it cost me $100 just to turn my power on.
Yeah.
Got me for
turn my power on in 6 weeks.
Huh?
I ain't turn my power on in 6 weeks. They don't come with the money. I don't do nothing but sit here and look at my stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. Somebody put their cams together or something?
No.
I'm about to go to the recycler or something.
Give me a little tip of me.
Leave
my mind.
Nah, but shit. That's all it is, man.
Just
trying to get something for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, see, little nigga, you gonna have to pay what the hell I'm talking about, or I ain't gotta fuck with you at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, always tell them your price. Don't tell them, yeah, man, let's do it. Tell them up front, hey, man, this is what my service consists of. This is what I've acquired for deposit. This is what I acquired, a whole deal or whatever. And we can work. But all that other stuff, I remember one time, your boy said he wanted 2 bowls. So I bring him 2 bowls up there to work in my coat pockets, compressed. They're compressed. Well, it wasn't really compressed, but it wasn't no exotic. It was some Reggie. And I get there, and that joker pulled out $100. I said, man, what's that? He said, man, I want 2 bowls. I said, 2 bowls? Man, that ain't number 2. What was going on here, man? Where you get your math off at? Oh, I thought 2 bowls with 2 0. I said, oh, no, you didn't think that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just didn't get that right now. Hell no, I'm not breaking it down. I put them both back in my pocket and went back to my truck. I said, man, you know damn well how you going to be in the game if you don't know what 2 elbows is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So once I learned that, I understand, I was like, uh-uh.
You don't know what 2 bowls is, nigga.
Right. Super Bowl Sunday, I had a guy, he done told everybody he was going to record and going to ask me at the last minute, hey, man, can I come record this weekend? And I was like, well, shoot, man, I got to work Saturday. Then I'm doing Super Bowl party. I can come for Super Bowl. He come over there and he get there and he start knocking on my next door neighbor's house. He seen them go inside, throw a cigarette down, knocked on their door. Asked him for a cigarette. I went off on him about that. Then he sat up there, and my pizza came, because I ordered me a pizza while I had my food tray and my drinks around the corner at my partner house. I told them I'd be over there at the bit for Super Bowl party. He come over there, he record, I mix and master all this stuff. Then I asked for my money. He talking about, my girl got it. When she come pick me up, she come. I said, hey, man, he go, baby, you got the money to pay him? She said, I ain't got no money. I said, man, what you mean? She got the money to pay. She ain't the one recorded. You
right.
did. Oh, man, I'm going to get you a Thursday on payday. I said, man, that's not how we do business, man. And I done missed the first quarter of the Super Bowl.
Right.
I missed the first quarter.
This one cat, I had redid his beat and shit, because he had one of them YouTube joints. And so I did his beat and shit over. And then, you know, what I do is always, motherfuckers, I don't know, nigga, I put that flat line sound all the way through the damn song. So if I send it to you, when you pay, I take the flat line out. So this motherfucker was like, well, I like it, but the other nigga on the song didn't like it. And so he was like, well, just take him out. And I just write another, you know, I write another verse to it. And if you could send me some tracks, that'd be cool. And I say, wait a minute, homie. I said, okay, I'll do that, but you're going to have to give me some incentive. You got to shoot me something, you know what I mean? So he hit me back with the, well, I haven't used nothing, I haven't did nothing, I don't see why I got it. On some Rev Ali shit. You know what I mean? And I told him, I said, well, man, I'm cool. I said, look, I'm a real producer. I ain't no motherfucking backyard producer that you used to dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm cool. I said, good luck. I said, I made more of his than you will ever make in your life. And I said, good luck. And that's it. Like, motherfucker, you can't. This nigga texting me shit. And motherfuckers don't want to talk. I want to talk to motherfuckers so they can hear what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck all that texting shit. I want you to hear, nigga, what I'm feeling. Yeah, but I was like, then he was like, man, he was like, thank you. Don't take it the wrong way. I mean, what way should I take this shit? Motherfucker, you trying to ask me to do some shit for you, and you ain't even gave me no incentive to do nothing. Then he called my nigga. He told my nigga he had the money ready for me. Now you don't want to send it? Fucking motherfucking bastard. Yeah, but I'm cool.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Be like this sometime, homie.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Time to get into a couple of cups or something, shit.
Right, so. Let's see what we can conjure up. We going to a jail and we'll be back.
Your hands on my chest, kissed inside. fight it till we can't. Looking in your eyes, asking are you straight. TV now off, slow music up. I can feel goosebumps as you tense up. Sorry, my voice is trembling. Are intensified by resistance, back and forth in the doorway. Swallowed by the moment, knowing that you want this as bad as I want it. Fast my heartbeat, just won't slow down. Keep pulling my head up every time I go down. Any deeper, we both may drown. Lay with me for a while, let's figure this out. Candles smell good, don't it? Can't say what it was, it just crept right up on them. Sort of like the shake you had that wouldn't stop. Seemed I was half past, we just couldn't stop. As I rubbed your back, seemed like our stories matched. Never in life have I felt like that, held and hugged. More mental than physical. It's so simple, baby girl, I'm into you. Ain't ready for this night to end. Just being with you is so damn cool. If this is wrong, I can't be right. For the rest of my life, I'ma cherish tonight. Right now my guards are down, I swear. Rubbing on your back, fingers in your hair. Have no idea how we got here. You're forever on my mental. Keep you in my prayer.
I'll be there for you, cause that's what I The love I have for you, it's the same love that the Lord has for me. It's unconditional. You see?
International game. JT Money checking in with Trig the General. Let's go.
When I get that feeling, I get a burst with no ceiling.
Yeah. people. Your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to
it's the a brand new song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in the safe tight. Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. He's working. He's working. Hip hop.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, we back in the true fire. Yay, yay, key scratch. With Ali and Mr. Everywhere in the building. Man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Small song sit for you. Just to get your mind in the groove.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what the hell. If I'm going to barbecue some shit for the Memorial Day. Hell, that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers be forget about what happened with the troops. They just want a barbecue and drink.
Real spill.
Yeah, I can respect it.
Yeah.
Y'all welcome to come through if y'all want to.
I don't think you want to invite me to get nothing to eat.
Shit.
That's my problem. Maybe if I could stop eating, I would. If I had some activities, I wouldn't eat that much.
Yeah,
you know.
Man, you come and eat up as much as you want, shit. We ain't gonna just deprive nobody of no food.
Sweet Pea, this be you.
Hey, y'all.
Yo.
What's up?
What the business is?
What y'all been up to? Not much.
What's going on in A-Town?
A-Town, nothing but a bunch of mosquitoes.
Huh?
I said nothing going down with a bunch of mosquitoes.
Them vampires don't come out in the daytime, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I can't fuck with them.
Man, I hate them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Well, see, I know y'all be around a lot of water. It be like a lot of water around, so that's where they accumulate.
Yeah.
They come and start sucking on y'all and shit.
Once they get started, they keep going too.
Yeah.
I ain't down with the skis. See, that's what I'm saying, man. That's why I love the West Coast. We got them, but they don't fuck with you like that. They do out there. You fuck around, you go outside. And them motherfuckers be all over your ass. Motherfucker got to put all kind of spray and shit on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, they come out at 4 o'clock. Now, 3, 4 o'clock, they start coming out. So, it's not fun.
Hell nah. So, if them motherfuckers go over there and bite a motherfucker who got some fucked up disease, and he come and bite your motherfucking ass, that means he could probably be traveling diseases around like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nope.
But you know what they did, though, when the COVID was at the height?
Mm-hmm.
They sent out some kind of mosquitoes. They had some GMO mosquitoes, and they set them loose. And what those did was when they made it with the other mosquitoes, it killed them off. So that way people would have less of a chance of catching it because they can bite you after they suck somebody else's blood. That's true. They can do that.
I'll be out there, motherfucker, with a whole bunch of
people. Why is this
a lot of
shit we never used to
They're like, oh, we're going to the store. I was like, hold on, let me put my beat suit on.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Nigga be covered up like a mother. Y'all, hey. Y'all country folks, right? I love y'all, but I'm cool.
Oh, hell, I'm in the city. I'm like, this ain't no damn country.
Oh, well, I mean, hell, it's country around you somewhere.
These niggas are city slickers in Houston. They don't know what the country is. A few people who still got horses and stables and stuff like that, but most of these niggas, they don't know a damn thing. They wouldn't know how to start a campfire. They don't know how to throw a saddle on the horse. They don't know how to do shit. Most of them.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, y'all got mad bugs out there, you know. I'm cool. There's mad bugs and gators and snakes and spiders.
Oh, you thinking about everywhere. You talking about Louisiana with gators, with the swamps.
Yeah, I know. I went out there and the motherfuckers were trying to take me on that boat and go through the little, I was like, nope, I'm cool, bro.
That little that sand thing, you didn't get on that.
I'm not getting on nothing, and I'm not going to be around nothing that could possibly kill me. Fuck that. This is my luck. I'll fall in the water. Nope, I'm good.
I'm good on that, too.
They got mosquitoes and all that shit, too.
I don't want to see no damn gators and crocodiles and all that.
I love you, California. It's a fucked up shit out here. Y'all be out here. Y'all be out some shit in Texas. Fuck that. Nope.
Yeah, we have some times with you.
I'm so Texas that I ain't even, I don't know. It's not registering to me. Nothing you saying really sound bad to me except mosquitoes because everything is, what are you talking about? But it's like, I guess it's normal life, day-to-day life, like, you know. Houston is really, because my family, we are country. Now, I am a country girl, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas up here is not country. I learned the stuff that I learned from back home, you know, being with my people, because my mom and my daddy are from the country. Hers is a little bit modified, a little bit city form of the country, but they call going to where my mama from going to the city down there. So that's country. This shit up here, these niggas, they think, I don't know what they think. They think they everything. They ain't country though. They don't know how to do nothing. They don't know how to do nothing that country people know how to do.
My old thing, you know, I mean, I don't know how I could put this, but just my time in Texas is just everything was good, but then it was just all kind of shit that went fucked up. Tornadoes, motherfucking crazy bugs, goddamn mosquitoes, and flies look like motherfucking little pigeons. I'm serious, nigga. I seen a fly. That motherfucker was so big, bro. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a horse fly. Oh, horse flies.
You saw that. You was definitely in the country. If they was that big, but it's far. I'm seeing more of it now lately because they fixing on this neighborhood under the streets and stuff, and it rained, man, it rained a lot. It rained so much. I didn't know what was going to happen. It rained so much that it was like puddles around the trees in the neighbor's yards and shit. It was crazy.
Yeah, them motherfuckers. I seen them flies was big as fuck. And I was going, I said, what the fuck is that? Because I thought it was like, you know, a bumblebee or something. Oh, no, that's just a fly. A fly?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to get a tennis racket to kill that motherfucker.
The fly squad.
That motherfucker was huge. Just think about the motherfuckers when they get, if they got in your house.
Then we went to
my grandma, they was going to die if they got in the house.
Oh, my God, bro. No. I don't know, man. You know, Texas had a whole lot of shit to spook me, so. I know I'll come and visit, but I know damn well I couldn't live there. Not me. Being from Cali. Los Angeles.
To be honest with you, everything kind of scares me a little bit. Like, it might not make sense, but just say, like, okay, down here, I do not like flooding. I don't like water. I don't like all that, but I know for a fact that we are below sea level, but I also know that it's designed to drain to the freeways and stuff like that. I would be more scared if I was out there in California when they were talking about hurricanes and shit in New York and all that, because I'm like, this shit ain't made for that. Just like,
you know, no hurricanes out here.
Huh?
We ain't got no hurricanes out here.
They were saying something kind of weather, something happened.
No, it's earthquake.
So I think California, and I know in, New York had a tornado. Somebody had some crazy shit.
We had like,
down south.
You know, what's crazy is like, it was two tornadoes out here, like, a couple of months ago. But they was little.
Yeah.
We fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't nowhere around me, but no, the only thing that motherfuckers be scared of L.A. is because of
the
damn earthquake.
I would be terrified of that if it happened out there, because y'all not made for that. Y'all don't have them type of resources. Like, it's just not set up for that.
Mm-mm.
Like,
nope. But all that shit, that's just hit down like down in one is Long Beach. I forgot what the other hit, but it just fucked up a gang of buildings. And motherfuckers were like, oh shit, a tornado in Cali.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
if you're lucky, it went through the business area and not the residential. That's what I was telling you last time about Houston. It'll go through, usually it makes it through the buildings and skyscrapers and all that, and it'll be a little less by the time it get to us.
When I was in a tornado in Dallas, it was just a big-ass field. It was just a big old open field. And I seen like it was like a barn or something. It fucked that barn up, and it was coming my way. And I'm on the freeway going, oh, fuck. I'm about to die.
And this is the thing,
tornado.
Who in the fuck that you was riding with that had you outside during that? Because any nigga from down here know when they give you that warning, that's the warning. You take heed.
Right.
And I've been seeing people on the videos trying to be stupid and going outside. A man almost got pulled away. He was hanging on to the door and all this shit. And I'm like, man, that's how you know when people integrate and immigrate from other cities and stuff like that because you know damn well better. Ain't nobody from Texas and Arkansas and all of that for real gonna be holding on to no damn looking out. Oh, look, it's right over there.
Yeah. I was by myself when I was in that damn tornado when I was in Dallas. It was a bright, sunny day, nigga. It was a good old day. I just went. I started learning my way around, and I went to go get spray paint so I could put this mirror on the wall in this club. And then I looked outside. It was, like, dark as fuck. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, it was just sunny. I got in the car. I got the hell in. And I'm like, fuck, all right, I'm going to make it back to the club. And as soon as I got on the freeway, I looked over, and that motherfucker tornado, it seemed like it was so close, I could put my finger at that motherfucker. I stuck my head and started praying.
The hurricane killed me the most because when they tell you that, like this and this and that and a bunker down, and it might sound like you hear a train, and that is the truth. It sounds just like a train, driving straight to your house.
When I looked out the window, it seemed like I seen all kind of shit just twisting around in that motherfucker. It looked like trees and sticks and I'm going, I done survived South Central and I'm going to die in Texas.
Where the plains at, the farmland and all that, I would never move up there because it's farmland, but them people don't hardly get to make their money. Most of it be insurance because, you know, you can take out insurance on that kind of stuff because, I mean, you saw a tornado come through, this come through, or that come through, you losing your crop. You might lose your house too, you know, up there. So that's why I always want to stay, like, in a city place or a more dense place or, like, even where we from, it's a lot of trees actually around us still. Not a lot of developed land where it's going to go smack and come right directly to you. It's a lot of stuff to slow it down. That's what I like about Houston.
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm cold.
Now, the niggas who stay in Galveston, that's a different story. I can't speak on that. And I would never. But people do.
Mm-mm. But yeah. Galveston ain't that close to the water.
Huh?
Galveston is close to the water?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's where the hurricane hit the car.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. No.
That's where the hurricane hit.
Most of the time.
I'm going to come out there and fuck unless with y'all when I get...
They do this thing, too, sometime where they'll come back around. You go somewhere else and come back around to somebody else. The worst thing that you don't want is if it comes through the land and go to the water. So when it go back to the water, it can turn to something else.
Well, see, that's where hurricanes come. Most of the hurricanes come from the water. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And tornadoes just fuck around and be on the land. Them motherfuckers just start up any goddamn way. But most of the hurricanes come from the water.
Like they I think they could turn into hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. Well, when tornadoes, they get close to water, it turns into hurricanes.
And it's coming right back to the lake. Mm-hmm. That's right there. That's crazy.
And
also, I ain't gonna lie, I be feeling bad. Like, I be feeling guilty when I see it on the map going through Louisiana and stuff like that. I feel really bad because I know that they can't take it. because we at sea level, slightly under Louisiana, especially New Orleans. It's a bowl. Like, you go down into the city and all of that. So
yep.
It's like it's filling it up. That, that's scary. When you go into Louisiana and I looked out over that train track and it was just water on both sides. Oh, my God. I was terrified.
When the levees break, them levees, like when they had Katrina, the levees broke. So all of that goddamn water just flowed right down into that little bowl.
Yep.
Nope. Good. Y'all keep y'all weather. I'll deal with the earthquakes.
Yeah, it's hot.
Does it every time.
Y'all weather is hot as hell.
Earthquakes sneak up on you and shit. So you got enough time to react.
See, that's the thing. If I was from there, I could probably deal with that better. Because I'm used to it sneak up on you. But I like dealing with it our way. Because you have an idea. And you can watch what's going on. And you know to get your ass out the way. Or move. Or whatever.
The worst thing
people can do is be on the highway. And see, you wouldn't have known that. Because you ain't from there. And you don't know how. Like when the sky starts turning. I know when the sky. They be like, oh, 20% rain, 30% today, not really very much rain. I look up at the sky, it's in the rain.
But see, you know, it's one thing that they had out here, that they got out here now, was they got an app that you could put on your phone. And then, too, if something's going on fucked up, your phone just going to go off anyway. But you got an app out here to where they give you, it'll probably be about, if an earthquake is coming, the motherfuckers give you about, like, 20 seconds to prepare for that motherfucker. So your phone will go off, like, 20 seconds before the earthquake. So you have to, then you have to think about where you got, what you going to do. Shit, the only thing I do is I go outside and stand in the middle of the yard, shit.
Man, see, this the thing. We got time to stock up on food. You got a chance to make sure you got electricity. Like, I got a battery pack, and I have a solar panel and shit like that. Like, I got a little solar radio. I even got a rechargeable fan. Like, you got time to be prepared if you know what's going on. But an earthquake, I could probably deal with it if it's one of them small ones. But, man, hell, I might fall out and have a seizure if shit just started shaking and falling down.
Well, it does.
I wouldn't know how to keep my cool with that.
I'm telling you, I mean, we had some real bad ones. But it just depends on where you at when it happens.
Right.
The only thing I don't understand is why people keep going and living in them damn hills. Now, that's the stupidest thing a person from California can go do.
Oh, well, yep. Because, I mean, hell, the earthquakes don't fuck them up in the hills, but the fires do.
That's what I'm saying. That shit gonna burn down. It's like you, somebody I seen, y'all help me trap in, let me know what y'all think will look good here. I just moved in. It's my apartment in the hills. And I'm like, you gonna buy a bunch of shit that's gonna burn down.
It's been motherfuckers who had houses that burned down. And they rebuild the goddamn houses and they burned down again.
What you think happened down here? You know, people live on the side of the bayou here. The people who live on the side of the bayou, the same thing happened. Their house got flooded. Now they actually won't even give them insurance for certain areas of this city. You can't get flood insurance because you know it's gonna flood. You keep building your house there, and now they build them up like high in the air. You walk upstairs to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is smarter, but they should have did that in the first place. Like, who in the hell go live on the side of a fire? That is just stupid.
Yeah, well, hey, I don't know. I guess, you know, when people love places that they from, they just want to rebuild. Because, like I said, I know a cat that their house burnt down, and they rebuilt it, and they burnt down again. I'm like, dumbass, just sell the house. I mean, sell the property. And let somebody else go.
I seen somebody was trying to sell a house, and it was like a good price on the house or something. Like, man, this is a good price. I'm like, this is a really nice house. I'm like, this is beautiful. And I was like, let me look at the location. I look at the location. I'm like, this shit is on Braidwood. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there on the bayou. That's why they trying to sell it for that price. It's probably got mold in the walls and everything.
Yeah, they trying to get rid of the shit because they know they hell. You know when a goddamn deal is too good to be true? And a motherfucker like,
mm-hmm.
Man, go and get this house for X amount of dollars. You be like, what? Oh, it's a problem. Either that motherfucker about to fall down or it's haunted.
Yep.
Would you believe me if I told you we get more floods from actual just rain than even like tornadoes and stuff? Just like a regular rainy day will flood the hell out of everything. And it'll storm. It'll tear shit up, and the streets will be clear when you come out, and all kind of trees will be knocked over, but the streets won't be flooded. And just any day through the week, any Wednesday, you'll come outside and be like, okay, I can't go nowhere today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you're below sea level, a whole lot of rain, that's all it's going to do. It's like y'all in a bowl. You get a damn bowl and put it up under the faucet, the water just going to keep rising. The more rain, the more goddamn water
mm-hmm.
y'all going to get. You know what I mean? So
luckily, I was glad we ain't like New Orleans because it rained too much here to be built like New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it was like that, it would have been nothing left a long time ago.
Well, like I said, man, God bless y'all. Because I can't be in Texas living. I can't do it. I was going to move to Texas one time, but when I got in that damn tornado and that damn big-ass lightning bolt hit the damn the pole right next to me, I was like, I'm out. I called my mama. Was like,
you
man,
know,
send me
if
my
I
ticket.
Was rich, I would actually live in more than one place. As much as I love Texas. It's my home. I really ain't comfortable nowhere else. I visited more than Texas so far. But if I had a choice, I would probably be up in Colorado or somewhere like that for the summertime because, you know, it changed the way my voice sounds, just the atmosphere. Just like today, I was coughing so much. I was like, I know why I'm coughing, but it's nothing wrong with me. You know what I mean? But I got real bad allergies and shit, and I take the medicine when I need it, but
Colorado
I don't want to take that shit every day.
Colorado will fuck you up because the elevation is too high. So, you know,
then that wouldn't even work.
No, Colorado, it's like they even say it like, you know, the football team, the Denver Broncos and all of them motherfuckers up up there, when you go up there, they want you to hydrate a whole lot because the elevation is so high. So your breath is a whole lot different than you would be down there at your house. You know what I mean? So that
and see, I just said them because, and the only reason I said Colorado is because I know a lot of people from Colorado that came down here and found out they had sinuses and allergies, but they never had it their whole life, like living up there somewhere like that. But yeah, the elevation, you're right about that. That's a problem for people like
me. If you're not used to it, I mean, like, you know, hell, the Lakers was just playing the Denver Nuggets, and it seemed like when they was out in Denver, it seemed like they was more tired than they was when they was in L.A. Because the elevation is so high. They said the same thing about the football team. They be like, the Denver football team, them motherfuckers be up there balling. But you come down from L.A. up there, you lose your breath and all that shit fast. You have to be up there a couple of days in order for you to kind of acclimate yourself to the surroundings. But that's it. Hell, when I was in Denver, it was snowing like a motherfucker. And I was tired as a motherfucker.
I seen one of their videos. It's a white girl. I don't know if she got Spanish history or what. She probably do, or black or something. Long story short, she has the sickle cell trait. And she ended up, you know, that ain't really common for white people. Spanish people and black people, mostly black people. But no doctor could tell her what was wrong with her and why she was getting sick. And they just kept telling her one thing, whatever. She went to a black doctor. A black doctor told her that the place she moved to where the elevation of the place was what made her so sick. And now her kidneys and everything messed up.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be like, when that should be like, when you get up in that high elevation, that shit will take your goddamn breath away. Take my breath away.
So what y'all should do is
man,
get below
they fucked up this girl's kidneys and everything.
What'd you say, Mr. Edwell?
I said, so that means y'all tell me to live below sea level like in New Orleans and get flooded out.
Oh, no, uh-uh.
No.
Y'all can have that.
I'ma live right at a little bit below where the water gonna slide on down in a few minutes. That's what I'ma do. Cause it'll flood here, like it'll be storming, raining, like flooding, ugly. And you be like, oh, all right, I'ma have to stay home. I don't think I can make it today. This is 7:30. Then by 8:00, 8:15, you'll look outside. The sun will be out and the street drained and everything.
Well, here's how Florida goes. You can be at one end of the street playing football, the other end of the street soaking wet. Same street.
Florida remind me so much of being in Texas. That's why I was so comfortable when I went there. Between, like, in the heat of the day, y'all, every single day, it's going to rain. It's going to rain every day, but then it's going to stop. And it's going to be hot as hell again, and you keep going about your day.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stayed at Disney World. We was like, shit, we just going to stay here. We ain't leaving like last time because we know it's going to stop. The second time we went out there, we was ready. We was like, uh-uh, we got on this shirt, this one of them dry fit shirts. Yeah, we good.
Have you been, Sweet Pea? Welcome back.
I been all right. Just trying to get my mind together. Like,
I seen you. You're going to get your eyebrows arching. Get your eyebrows arched, your eyelashes curled up, and get her MAC cosmetics.
Yeah. That's what I said. I was like, man, because I be feeling, oh, I feel stressed. And, you know, my hair is so, my hair is white now, but it's genetic, though. Picture, I was like, I don't know if I'm tripping, but this kind of looks just like the picture that I took earlier today. And I put them side by side. I'm like, look at God.
Well, don't feel bad. I'm lucky. I got one or two gray hairs so far, so I'm just lucky. I don't know why I done went this long. I'm another classmate, gray hair, gray dreads, gray bald spots and everything, and I'm just lucky so far.
Well, both sides of my daddy's family, they're gray. I've been having gray since I was a little kid, though. It's a genetic thing. I don't even think that really got nothing to do with stress. I was talking about the way I had been feeling. Because it's like, you know how that shit go when people start dying? One person die, they just keep on going and shit. Like, the cousin who was in the hospital same time as my dad, but they saved him, he died. But then 3 months later, 3-4 months later, his mom died. She the one who helped us. She helped us fundraise for my daddy's funeral, her nephew. So I took that shit pretty hard. And, like, goddamn, two more people then died since her. I'm like, man, this just, I don't like it. But my mind is in a better place now.
Mm-hmm. It
I'm in a better place. Goddamn Tina Turner. I'm like, man, look, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, goddamn Tina Turner dead. But at least people like her lived a full life. Even my grandpa, his ass, he was 83. And he died because he was doing something that he wasn't supposed to do. He was living like he was still back in the 70s.
No. Can't do that. You got to make adjustments.
Yeah, well, you know, my grandpa, he was a smart dude, had a lot of degrees and stuff, but when you got him up, it's just there.